100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day, until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And let's see, we have a topic this week. Oh, it was a pick two. Let's see. The Hand That Feeds You, Scope, Dresser, Pit Stop, Quip, and Knave. Normally I read that off of the upper right corner of the website, but of course I forgot to change the template for this week's promo. This, whatever. This is what happens when I do these before I wake up. All right, let's, I got an idea before I say anything else stupid. How about I just say Happy New Year to everyone, and let's hear the stories, and I'll be back to wrap things up.
Good evening. Jay Radimus here, coming back with another entry into this week's weekly challenge, the pick two, The Hand That Feeds, Scope, Dresser, Pit Stop, Quip, and Knave. Either directly or indirectly, I think I included at least two, possibly three. Anyway, here's my entry. Juliet didn't want to stop driving. She was making too good time. Her bladder was uncooperative. She saw the next exit had services and found the tiniest outpost of human encroachment on the deserted wastes of... She didn't know if she was still in Texas or had made that imperceptible transition into New Mexico. She hated making these runs. They were too long, and she didn't even know what they accomplished. But she was again reminded that the scope of her employment does not extend to the Enterprise's transactions. But she also knew not to bite the hand that feeds. Well, there you go. Hope you enjoyed it. This is part of my New Year's resolution to contribute as many as possible. Hopefully, getting back to contributing every week. So hopefully we'll see you again. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base, Space Dust, which has already made me a whopping 38 cents this year on Amazon. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 667. It's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. The remaining assortment of superheroes crowded around the federal agents, harassing them with witty quips and insults, allowing Bilbert's and Linoleum Amanda's families to escape. Bilbert laughed as they drove away from the hospital. "That's an odd group of superheroes, Mom. How do you get anything done?" His mother scowled. "You have to understand the scope of our mission. We're not flashy like Superman or the Avengers. We stay out of the spotlight and fight crime and inequality in a more local and individual way." Bilbert raised an eyebrow. "Is that why nuclear fission came all the way to our town?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Night people, Tom here, and my story this evening is called Stupid People Often Say Stupid Things. Never smear peanut butter on the hand that feeds you, quipped Lenny. The scope and limit of his wit fell short in every regard. It was like the two lobes in his head were fighting for some unseen bag of French fries. Damn near everything he ever said was a mashup of disconnected thoughts, hell-bent on disconnected outcomes. Once it was out of his mouth, He couldn't care less if anyone took notice or questioned the motivation. Of course, his pop had left him a cool half a billion, so people were subject to nodding thoughtfully. I certainly was. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They say, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Which, if you're my position, doesn't leave much scope, nutritionally. After all, if I'm not permitted a nibble of a hand, it stands to reason that gorging myself on an arm, leg, or juicy liver is certainly going to be frowned upon. That's a slippery slope that I've no wish to descend. Because who ever heard of a vegan cannibal? Just the thought of subsisting on vegetables and plant matter products, whatever those are, makes me feel sick. Now please, hold still, and don't scream when I light up the barbecue.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. This is the hand that feeds you! The boy's silence screamed horrors of pain and misery. There was only one way out of this. They knew it. That evening, while the police scoped the house, all three boys, aged 5, 8, and 14, sat outside. None of them spoke. Not even the 5-year-old. They knew nothing. The father had walked into the woods and had never returned. An aunt came over. The police left. The dresser had to go. The hidden compartment they had found long ago came in handy after all. The body would never be found. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Two Robbers I Know here with a story on the words knave and a dresser. I start awake to discover a playing card, the knave of swords, nailed to the dresser with a dagger. The message is clear. I raise a steel-braced arm as I whirl to deflect the intruder's crossbow bolt into the wall behind me. Snatching up a sword, we engage in a storm of flashing steel. I pour everything into a lunge, which he parries, but my momentum overbears him onto the bed. As we wrestle, I inexorably force my dagger to his throat. "Yield," I demand, and he finally nods, not quite reluctantly. My turn to be the top this time.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my Pick 2 story. It's called Out with the Old. I grabbed my keys off the dresser, skipped breakfast, and jumped in the car. It was a new year, a new job and a new opportunity, and I wasn't going to make a bad impression by being late on my first day. I could always make a quick pit stop and grab a coffee and sandwich at my desk once I'd settled in. I certainly made an impression, but not the one I'd hoped for. That was last January, and ever since, my boss has insisted everyone follows my good example by turning up super early every single day. That's it. I'm all done for this year. So until next year, can I wish you a good one? And I'll see you the other side.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
You would think that the truck stop preacher was the truck stop killer. I mean, everywhere the preacher showed up, a waitress wound up dead. A waitress that had served the preacher. Grilled cheese sandwich, black coffee, and a $5 tip. Everybody found had a bloody five in her mouth. But there were no evidence, no witnesses, no fingerprints, DNA, nothing at all. Just a coincidence, a solid pattern. It wasn't enough for the police to hold him. Truck stops won't serve the preacher now. Go use the vending machine, the waitresses say. And nobody been killed since.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, it's a pick two, that it's on the post, it's on the website, you can look it up there. You're going to figure it out from all the stories, right? Oh, man, first one of the year. Well, let's keep going. The next topic will be fire, so go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click weekly challenge, and there you'll see all the instructions, and there you go. Also, let's see, I don't know, is there anything else to announce? Put in the comments if you haven't already announced it within your stories. And let me think. I think that's it. Thank you all for being a part of this. Let's have a good new year. And as you get vaccinated and have allergic reactions and your skin turns blue or green or plaid, be inspired by it. Maybe we should change a few of the topics for releasing all of our anxieties. And, as always, keep it brief.